For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. When Governor Beshear reappointed Owensboro's Richard Brown to the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights this year, he knew what he was getting. In his 70 years, Brown has seen and battled racism firsthand, from Owensboro's segregated theaters, schools, and parks, to the U.S. Army, to the Ku Klux Klan. It included violent times, but as Joe Corcoran reports, Brown has spent his career working within the system for peaceful results. And we should note some listeners may find some comments in this report offensive.
Is it fair to say your career has been as a civil rights activist?
Yes, yes. It's definitely.
Richard Brown wears his 70 years well. He's a tall, erect, soft-spoken man with a mind that recalls names, dates, and events from decades ago like they happened yesterday. But you couldn't blame him for being angry. Right after graduating high school in the early 60s, he left Owensboro to join the Army. He says there wasn't any jobs in town, especially for young African Americans then. But what he found elsewhere in Kentucky as a young soldier was even worse.
Myself and two white gentlemen, we had got tickets and everything to go down the street to a restaurant around St. Helens, Kentucky, and to get our meals. And so on sitting at the counter there, I found myself in a situation and I having the opportunity to be waited on based on the fact that I was black. And when one of the white gentlemen said to the waitresses, look, we've been here for almost 30, 40 minutes. You have not come down to give us the opportunity to order a meal. And it was clear when she said, we can't serve you because you with that the black gentleman, and so therefore we're not allowed to serve you. That had a great impact on my life.
That opened his eyes and began a lifetime of trying to do something about it. He says he enjoyed the Army and was a good soldier, but if he reenlisted after his first three-year hitch in Germany, he would have been sent to Vietnam. He told a group of high school kids in a taped interview in the mid-90s that the Germans were great. It was his fellow soldiers who were full of hate.
I mean, you got to think, you at a place, you station at a place overseas, and you see the word nigger on the wall, go home. Now that same mentality was going to be in the jungles of Vietnam. So you think I want to be over there? And who would I be fighting for?
He chose to fight for Owensboro.
As soon as I got back after seeing what was happening to the black GIs overseas and stuff like that, as soon as I got back, I joined the local NAACP branch. I was just because I saved all the Stars and Stripes papers to show how the demonstrations were going on and that equal rights didn't mean equal rights. You know, it was easy to see what was going on. And most of the blacks that did have jobs and things, it was domestic type of things, working in the homes, cleanup shops, janitory thing. No, it wasn't much change.
Brown became the local NAACP chapter president and eventually state vice president, a position he held during that national long hot summer of 1968. Riots in Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, and elsewhere had the country near the breaking point, and the violence came to Owensboro.
There was an incident at a local club where a white policeman would not provide assistance to a black male who had been shot, okay, at one of these clubs. And since he didn't want to do that, the people at the club became angry. They became angry. Well, the same services weren't provided for the blacks as they were white folks, in which a white lady had a problem there one night. She passed out, and the white policeman took her to the hospital. But when a black man was shot, they wouldn't provide the same assistance, and it escalated. It escalated that night. Next thing you know, people were throwing bottles, people were angry at the police department, and there was a situation where some stores and things were set afire.
That's when Brown got involved, not in the violence, but working for a way to stop it. He got a group together, including several priests from then Brescia College, and invited then Mayor Irvin Terrell to speak about the racial tensions at a downtown park in the middle of the black community. Soon after that, Owensboro hired its first ever black firefighter in 1971, Brown's brother Charles. Brown himself earned a bachelor's degree in sociology from Brescia in 1972. He says it was working with the nuns at the school that led to what he calls his greatest achievement.
the nun, Sister Anna Louise, or Sister Mary Regis is what she was called. She helped us to some of the, when I began to go to Brescia, she helped me to work with other organizations, develop a better relationship, not only with the Catholic community, but with the community as whole. And so we formed an organization called Operation Understanding. And we did the basic things. Well, you come to my house, I see how you eat. And, you know, it was silly during those days. But the thing of it is different people would be invited so people could meet people on the social level. She believed that if you got an understanding beyond the skin color, you get a better understanding of the hearts and the minds of those that are different than you.
And even now, Brown says his work and the work of those like him is far from over. Racism is not only still a problem in America, he says it may actually be getting worse.
It is, and it has grown tremendously. It's real. It has grown. There is a different method of controlling people now. That method being, I'll wear a suit, I would elect officials and things would take care of the business we need to do by passing laws and things of that side. So what you're doing, you're covering up. That's what's happening today. And it's economical. There could be one black guy that'll have a job and rise to a position in his city. And you're going to have a lot of people seeing that black man in a black female in that position and see them look like the blacks are getting the job and it'll be only one job that's held. It's a state of mind and fear of people feeling like they losing out by other classes of people progressively moving forward.
But Richard Brown does see hope for the future. As president of the Owensboro Career Development Association, he says it's all about starting early, instilling a sense of self-respect for white kids and black.
And I guess our key thing is that how do we convince the young black males specifically to become true fathers and to not subscribe to what the system thinks that we should be moving into, committing crimes. My theory is if a man has a decent job and respect for himself, They're not going to subscribe to those norms of thoughts of I got to have everything that everybody else has and I'll do it and I will achieve it any way that I can get it. We got to get that concept into it. It takes hard work.
Hard work, Brown says he'll be doing during the next 2.5 years as a board member of the Kentucky Human Rights Commission and beyond. For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.